You're listening to SBS News.
Facebook's move earned a sharp rebuke from Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg.
Facebook was wrong. Facebook's actions were unnecessary. They were heavy-handed and they will damage its reputation here in Australia. Their decision to block Australians' access to government sites, be they about support through the pandemic, mental health, emergency services, the Bureau of Meteorology, were completely unrelated to the media code, which is yet to pass through the Senate.
Facebook says it's moving quickly to restore access to non-news pages after its block on Australian news content affected government websites like the Weather Bureau, Queensland's Department of Health, and Western Australia's Fire and Emergency Services Department. Content from academic journals, charities and community groups were also blocked, including Women's Legal Services 1800 Respect and Women's Legal Service Tasmania. Facebook says the block on content from Australian media organisations is a response to the federal government's yet-to-be-passed laws that would force it to pay publishers for journalism that appears in people's feeds. The legislation on the Media Bargaining Code passed the House of Representatives on Wednesday night and is expected to come before the Senate next week. Communications Minister Paul Fletcher says he's made it clear to Facebook that access to non-news pages needs to be quickly restored.
That's a public safety issue. I've spoken to Facebook and said the government expects them to restore those pages as quickly as possible. There is great responsibility that comes with being a platform that, as the Digital Platforms Inquiry said, has over 17 million Australians visited every month.
Mr. Frydenberg says he's in ongoing talks with Facebook Chief Executive Mark Zuckerberg, but the federal government remains committed to its plan.
He did explain to me that they had concerns with aspects of the code, and it goes to the interpretation of some of its elements, and he will come back to me with some more considered views, and we'll listen to him and discuss that. We are committed to the code. We have passed it through the House of Representatives, but at the same time, we're happy to engage in this discussion.
Labor has criticised the government for its handling of negotiations with tech companies, saying the Media Bargaining Code needs to be amended to be more workable. One of the affected news sites is the SBS radio portal on coronavirus information, which hosts COVID-19 information translated into 63 languages. Labor's communications spokeswoman, Michelle Rowland, says she has concerns about access to translated information for Australians who speak English as a second language.
The portal that was developed by SBS was certainly very innovative, and in some cases it was the only portal through which multiple languages were able to be provided and that sort of information given to people who would otherwise have no such access. Not only that, SBS is a trusted brand and it is therefore extremely disappointing that when we are trying to ensure that with the vaccine rollout, we have people wanting to be vaccinated, understanding the importance of it, and we want that important messaging to be delivered right throughout the community.
Even as Facebook restricts the sharing of news, Google is striking deals in Australia to pay for journalism. News Corp has become the latest publisher to sign an agreement with Google. The three-year deal covers News Corp's titles in Australia, America and the UK. Google has already finalised deals with Seven West Media and Nine Entertainment and is in talks with SBS, the ABC and Guardian Australia. Viwa Kwan, SBS News.